It's 3 o'clock WRUC time, 6:40 on your dial in the electric city of Schenectady. This is Radio Union College. At 3 o'clock, this is Robin Scott with the 3 o'clock news from WRUC Radio. President Kennedy is dead. He was killed by an assassin in Dallas. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was 46 years old in his first term of office. He was shot at 1:25 Eastern Standard Time as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas. He died at approximately 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Governor John Colony of Texas was wounded by the assassin. The president and his wife had flown to Texas yesterday for a two-day swing through five cities. They flew to Dallas this morning from Fort Worth. Some 25,000 persons lined the streets as the president rode in the White House touring car. Mrs. Kennedy held her husband's limp body in her arms when he toppled over in the back seat of the open car. He was rushed to the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. Priests and doctors went to his side. He was given the last rites of his Roman Catholic Church and a short time later died. Police found a foreign make rifle. Sheriff's officers are questioning a young man picked up at the scene. Vice President Johnson was in the same motorcade, but he was not hurt. He was reported badly shocked by the shooting. Doctors were trying to keep him as quiet as possible. He was under heavy Secret Service, guard, and police protection throughout the Texas trip when Kennedy and Johnson had been in the same motorcade. As an obvious security measure, they had ridden in separate cars. The Johnson car has always been some distance from the Kennedy car, sometimes by as much as 60 yards. It is reported that Vice President Johnson has begun making plans to be sworn into office. He will be the 36th president of the United States. The shots that killed President Kennedy appeared to have come from a grassy knoll near the street the motorcade was moving along. In the turmoil, it was impossible to tell whether the Secret Service agents and police returned the gunfire. The president was shot in the right temple. We quote Dr. George Berkeley, the White House medical officer, as saying, "It was a simple matter of a bullet right through the head." For the Soviet reaction on the situation, Moscow Radio's commentator in mournful tones has announced the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. He told Russians, and we quote, "It is said he has been murdered by the extreme right-wing elements." From Washington, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover immediately made all of his agents and facilities available to Dallas authorities to help apprehend those guilty of the assassination on President Kennedy. Hoover telephoned city officials moments after he received word of the attempt and subsequent death of the president. News of the assassin's attack on President Kennedy hit Congress like a thunderbolt. The leadership reacted with comments of, "Oh God," and "This is terrible." Senate Democratic leader Mike Mansfield of Montana was called to the Senate cloakroom telephone by United Press International and informed of the news flash on the attack of the chief executive and Texas Governor John Connally. "This is terrible," Mansfield said after a hushed pause. "I can't find words." Three of America's last four presidents have faced bullets of an assassin. Of the nation's 34 presidents, three have been slain in office. On November 1st, in 1950, two Puerto Ricans tried to shoot their way into Blair House, across from the White House, where President Harry Truman was then staying. One gunman was killed, the other is serving a life term. On February 15, 1933, anarchist Joseph Zagara shot at President-elect Franklin D. Roosevelt in Miami. The bullet missed Roosevelt but fatally wounded Mayor Antoine J. Kermack of Chicago. Today came the shots at President Kennedy. Of the last four men elected to the White House, only Dwight D. Eisenhower saw no attempt on his life. The presidents killed by an assassin were Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, and William McKinley. All were in a 20-year cycle. This has been a complete report. This has been a complete report of the news from WRUC. The time is 5 minutes past 3. We will continue with more information as soon as it is received.